And with grain forecasts looking very, very good at the moment, there is a report out at the moment from the ANZ talking about the concept of peak grain acreage. And to explain exactly what that is, I'm joined by the ANZ's Head of Food, Beverage and Agribusiness Insights, Michael Whitehead. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is this idea of peak grain acreage?
Look, it's really interesting when you look at the figures of just how much grain we sow and harvest in Australia in an acreage point of view, not production, but acreage, and look back over the last 60 years. Because what we've absolutely seen is this upward trend for 60 years as we've gone from about 8 million hectares, rising and rising and rising. And we broke through 20 million hectares in about 2003, 2004. And since that time, although it's been within a band that's been impacted by drought, and particularly what we harvest, just distinct from what we sow, it has sat pretty stubbornly in that roughly 20 to 23 million hectares. Now, for anybody who's been in ag for a long time, for decades and for generations, we know that we balance grain country, particularly off against sheep country and to a lesser degree cattle country. And what it appears is that Australia has hit that level where grain acreage is likely to stay in that band from going forward, at least for the medium term.
So if I've got this right, what you're saying is that there is definitely room to expand the amount of cropping land when it does come to the grain crops that we have in Australia, because in a way we're sort of running out. Am I on the right track there?
Well, if you look at agriculture in Australia, if you look at it as a giant pie, and whilst we've got a lot of sectors, whether it's dairy, whether it's wine, whether it's horticulture as well, the three big ones are grain, cattle and sheep. And when you look at the numbers, and as our report shows, the three of them sort of bounce each other off. The two big ones are cropping and sheep against each other because they are generally on the same kind of applicable country, that kind of carrying capacity or grain country. When sheep numbers go up, grain acreage tends to go down, and vice versa. When grain acreage goes up, sheep numbers come down. If you look overall at Australia, the country that is applicable for growing grain, where grain producers will say the climate is right, the rainfall volatility is acceptable, the production levels are all right, and the same country that people run sheep on, it would seem as though over the last 10 years, even 20, but 10 years particularly, we've hit a level where it looks like it's likely to stay at that period. Now, what is very important to emphasise is that's on acreage. Production, on the other hand, continues to go up. Our yields continue to go up, and so that means that we continue to innovate and produce more grain, impacted by drought, but more grain going upwards on the trend.
Speaking this morning with the ANZ's Head of Food, Beverage and Agribusiness Insights, Michael Whitehead, about peak grain acreage in Australia. And Michael, is there a real push towards scientifically finding ways to make the land more productive because there is such high demand, and obviously Australia's got to balance the demand for food production with the ever-growing population?
That is absolutely right. And it's not just Australia's population. As we know in agriculture, the bulk of what we produce is exported. And that export demand is going up all the time, particularly driven by global meat demand, looking for animal feed, but also for the food demand as well. So if demand goes up, in terms of how we continue to increase yields and increase production, we are world leaders in innovation. Now, whether that is how we manage the land, how we grow it sustainably, what we do with our water, but also what we're doing with our seeds, with our inputs, looking for things that are increasingly drought-proof, looking for the way we manage our farms, ag tech and other things. So in Australia, whether it's the farmers, whether it's the agri companies, whether it's government as well, everybody works very well on that, but the focus has to stay there so it continues to grow. Whether it's wheat, whether it's barley, whether it's oats, all the other crops that we keep increasing yields, but we do it in a sustainable way.
And just finally, Michael, when it does come to, as you say, the canolas and the barleys, which are very dominant here on the Eyre Peninsula, that growth of those oats and those other protein crops that are getting in there, the chickpeas and the beans and that sort of thing, is that a growing market that you think those same growers, the barley and canola growers, could get into?
That is absolutely right. And we're seeing this. About 60 years ago, 80% of our crops were wheat. Now that's down to 50%. As Australian growers and producers in your part of the world look for alternatives to their crop rotation, they look at where the good markets are going to be. for, as you say, some of the pulses. As people go back to oats as well, they diversify with their operations. So we're continuing to see that mix grow. And where the prices are, where the crop rotation potential is, people will continue to explore those. So they will keep growing and growing.
ANZ's Head of Food, Beverage and Agribusiness Insights, Michael Whitehead, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Kurt.